The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
The agricultural sector is important to the Jamaican economy and is extremely susceptible to the potential impacts of climate change. The anticipated changes in rainfall and weather extremes may affect the productivity of farms. And changes in the patterns of wet and dry seasons are already affecting the timing of farming activities. Climate change adaptation in the agricultural sector is therefore crucial to Jamaica's resilience. To this end, we must ensure the participation of all stakeholders in formulating and implementing the right policies, plans, and programs to address the ever-increasing threat of climate change. The government of Jamaica, through its various agencies, has been implementing several initiatives in the agricultural sector to assist farmers and other stakeholders to adapt to the current and anticipated impacts. One of the main initiatives being implemented is enhancing the resilience of agriculture and coastal resources for food security and livelihoods protection, funded by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Adaptation Fund.
This project seeks to improve the irrigation infrastructure to facilitate our farmers producing throughout the year rather than just relying on rainfall irrigation. Also seeks to improve the availability of irrigation to our farmers to assist them in producing both quality as well as quantity. Also speak to building capacity for farmers as we demonstrate or train them in applying best practices as it relates to climate smart agriculture.
Program Manager for Component 2 of the GOJ's Adaptation Fund Program in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, I.W. Wilson. The ministry has so far established 5 demonstration plots illustrating best practices in climate-smart land husbandry technology. These include water management techniques and infrastructure, the planting of fruit and timber forests for both agriculture and watershed management. A complementary project is the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change, JA Reach project. Through JA Reach, over 350,000 trees have been planted to protect more than 200 acres of vulnerable watersheds across Jamaica. And 1,000 farmers as well as extension officers have been trained in applying various adaptive strategies. How are these and other initiatives helping farmers? Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says approximately 175 farmers within agroparks and other communities who face the greatest level of risk have received assistance. Mr. Buchanan says that the ministry is exploring ways to create a better framework for the sharing and application of important climate data.
This is being done through the deployment of a number of strategies, such as the development of a climate action plan and strategy for the agricultural sector, acquisition of automatic weather stations for key agricultural production zones, and the development of a partnership with the Meteorological Service to have greater access to information for climate-smart decision-making.
The ministry has been seeking to leverage the resources of various adaptation projects to maximize resources and equip farmers and stakeholders to adapt to the impacts of climate change.
What we have also done is that even projects that are not being implemented by the ministry, what we do is that we establish collaborative relationships where we form synergies with other adaptation projects within the sector, and projects include JAREACH, being implemented by one of our collaborators, projects like READY. And the fact is that the overarching objectives of all of these projects really fit into assisting our farmers in improving their resilience to cope with the impact of climate change.
Program Manager for Component 2 of the GOJ's Adaptation Fund Program in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, I.W. Wilson. As the effects of climate change become more pronounced, the government of Jamaica through the Agriculture Ministry continues to work to equip farmers and stakeholders to adapt to the existing and projected impacts.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we look at the impacts of climate change on freshwater resources and the strategies being adapted to cushion the effects.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.